There are new players in Charlotte's housing rental market. Big corporations have been on a spree over the last year, buying up over 2,200 homes. The Charlotte Observer marked that trend several months ago, and now it's reporting on a new trend. These corporations are quick to evict. Reporter Andrew Dunn joins us now to talk about this. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
So rent is due when rent is due. So what makes this situation unique?
And what's really unique is the mindset that these Wall Street-backed corporations have. It's much different from the category of investor who had dominated the home rental market here in Charlotte before. Before it was your mom and pop investor, a family with a little extra money who decided to buy a property as an investment for cash flow for their own family. People in that category tended to be oftentimes a little bit more lenient with their tenants. They would work out payment plans. They would give a little bit of extra time when there was a rough month for a tenant. Because for them, the biggest expense is kicking a tenant out and trying to find a new one. But these Wall Street corporations, they have a much more streamlined process, very by the book, very quick, very efficient. And it's caught some renters by surprise.
Okay, so what's their motivation? Why be quick and efficient with this?
Well, the motivation is when you're a company of that size, you have to have certain policies. And at the same time, they have investors who are looking for a specific rate of return. These companies have promised their investors that they're going to deliver whatever it is between 5, 8, 9% each year, and they have to meet those targets.
So how many evictions are we actually talking about here?
Well, that's actually the most unusual thing here, and what caught my eye is that it's a pretty large percentage of their portfolio so far. At one of these companies, even just 6 months in, they've begun eviction proceedings on 1 in 4 homes in their portfolio. And for the one of the other major ones that I looked at, it was 1 in 10. And that compares really unfavorably with some of the larger apartment complex owners here in Charlotte.
What is an average for one of the apartment complex owners in Charlotte?
Those tend to be more in the 2.5-3.5% range.
Is this something that's unique to Charlotte, or is this happening all over the country?
No, this is really widespread across the country. This really started about a year ago in some of the hardest hit markets after the mortgage crisis in your Nevada, your Illinois, your Californias, your Floridas. And it turned out that investors were really drawn to this. So these companies decided to branch out even farther, and that's how they ended up here in North Carolina.
So these firms own houses all over the city. It's a little bit different than, say, a landlord running an apartment complex where all the apartments are right next door to each other. These houses are all over the city. Are they able to manage and upkeep these houses in the same way a normal landlord would?
Well, that's really the challenge right now. And the story really hasn't fully been told yet. We just don't know. In an apartment complex, you can just have a small team of property managers to repair the roofs. There's maybe one roof for 100 homes. Here you've got 100 different roofs for 100 different homes all over the place, and it's still to be seen how that's going to work out.
So let's talk about those who are renting these houses and are facing the possibility of an eviction. What's their defense? What's their argument here?
Nobody has argued that these evictions are illegal. So there's not a really strong legal argument for these tenants to make. What they're trying to say is, look, I'm just having a tough month. Can you work with me? Can you give me an extra week? I'm going to be able to make it once I get my next paycheck. One woman who I spoke to by the name of Doretha Johnson, she had been living in her house in the University City area for about 3.5 years, paying rent every month. Her landlord ended up selling to one of these companies, Invitation Homes. They came in and immediately raised the rent by about a third. And Johnson told me that that was just a little bit too high for what she could afford. She asked for a little time to help look for a new place to live. But she says that the company wasn't willing to do that and began eviction proceedings right away.
So even after the eviction process starts, if they come up with the money, are these landlords willing to work with them under any circumstances?
Well, actually, North Carolina law does give tenants the opportunity to pay up in full. It's not the case where if you're 2 days late on your rent, then you're out of the house for good. There is a couple weeks in the legal process where the tenants do have a chance to pay up. But then it comes with court costs and late fees, and there's all sorts of added expenses that come on with that.
Andrew Dunn of the Charlotte Observer, thank you very much.
Thank you.